بسم الله، الحمد لله، والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله. This lesson, it's a very important topic, and that is the reason why I am spending just a few extra minutes to go through this. We've done so far lesson 10 and about 3 audio in it. However, there is one aspect to lesson 10 which would be very good to actually spend some time over, and that aspect is about the past tense verbs. And this is not directly and only related to lesson 10. If we practice this now, it would help so much in the future to build upon it and to go to the feminine versions as well as plural version. So this audio, its importance cannot be overemphasized. You should listen not only to this audio now, but practice yourself these type of sentences as much as you can. It's only 3 variations now, 3 types of sentences now. Later on, there'll be many more variations added to it. If you understand and practice, it's not just a matter of understanding, but if you practice these 3 types of sentences and then you become used to them, then in the future, whatever is added to these 3 types will be easier. You will find it so much more easier than this now. This lesson, or this section of the audio, is about al-fi'l al-madi, the past tense verb. But it's fi'l al-madi that is for غائب, for he, such as ذهب, he went, and also for I, where you make an extension and you say ذهبت, that tu, the damir tu, pronoun tu, is added for I went. So you say ذهبت, and you say ذهبت for you. The damir ta is added for you. It's simple, yet it's good to practice this and make your mind be able to bring these words to attention immediately and quickly. So do this now. Listen to the audio a few times. Become used to it. Make the sentences yourself before you proceed to the next lesson, because you will encounter the feminine version of this in lesson 12, just after one more lesson. And by that time, it would help a lot if you were used to these masculine forms already. Later on, you will encounter the plural forms. So that's why it cannot be overemphasized that you'd spend time now to become familiar and practice, not just understand, but practice it now with these forms. I will use 3 verbs: ذهب, he went to somewhere; جلس, he sat down; خرج, he exited. I'll use these three verbs, making various sentences with these, for he went, I went, and you went, for he, I, and you. So listen to these sentences a few times yourself so you become used to it, and make some yourself as well, because as I said, you need to not only understand, which is easy, but to practice and make it become second nature to you at this stage before going further. Let's start with ذهب, جلس, and خرج. ذهب, he went. So you say ذهب, and then after that you would mention, if needed, the doer of the action, the fa'il. ذهب محمد, ذهب الطالب. And notice the fa'il, the doer of the action, you put a dhamma at the end of it. The fa'il, the doer of this action, you put a dhamma at the end. So you say ذهب الطالب, ذهب محمد, جلس الطالب على الكرسي. The student sat on the chair. جلس الطالب في المسجد. The student sat in the mosque. And likewise, خرج. You say خرج المدرس من الفصل. The teacher went out of the classroom. خرج المدرس. You put a dhamma because that's the doer of the action. So pay attention in this sentence. Whenever the doer of the action is needed to be mentioned, we put a dhamma. But if the doer of the action is understood, there is no need for us to mention the name of the doer of the action again and again. So let's take the first of the sentences as an example. We say خرج الإمام, خرج الإمام من البيت. The Imam went out of the house. وذهب إلى المسجد, and he went to the masjid, to the mosque. No need to mention ذهب الإمام again, because from the first sentence we know who we're talking about, which is الإمام. So we say خرج الإمام من البيت وذهب إلى المسجد وجلس في المسجد. ذهب الإمام, خرج الإمام من البيت وذهب إلى المسجد وجلس في المسجد. You can say خرج الإمام من البيت وذهب إلى المسجد وجلس أمام المنبر. وجلس أمام المنبر and he sat in front of the منبر. أو وجلس على المنبر, he sat on the منبر, the pulpit. Alternatively, we can make another sentence. خرج التاجر من الدكان. خرج التاجر من الدكان وذهب إلى السوق. وذهب إلى السوق وجلس على وجلس على الكرسي. وجلس على الكرسي. خرج التاجر من الدكان وذهب إلى السوق وجلس على الكرسي. You can change it a little bit and say خرج التاجر من الدكان وذهب إلى السوق وجلس مع الزميل. You can change it yet again and say خرج التاجر من الدكان وذهب إلى السوق وجلس مع تاجر غني أو مع تاجر شهير. Another type of sentence. خرج الطالب من البيت. خرج الطالب من البيت وذهب إلى المدرسة وجلس في الفصل. خرج الطالب من البيت وذهب إلى المدرسة وجلس في الفصل. You can also say خرج الولد. خرج الولد من الغرفة. خرج الولد من الغرفة في بيته. في بيته in his house. خرج الولد من الغرفة في بيته وذهب إلى الحديقة. And he went to the yard. الحديقة is a yard or a park or a backyard. وذهب إلى الحديقة وجلس في الحديقة. أو وجلس فيها. فيها ها as in referring to الحديقة. خرج الولد من الغرفة وذهب إلى الحديقة وجلس في الحديقة. Or you could have said instead خرج الأب من الغرفة وذهب إلى المطبخ وجلس على الكرسي. خرج الأب من الغرفة وذهب إلى المطبخ وجلس على الكرسي. So these are examples of making sentences with خرج, جلس, and ذهب and فعل الماضي. These are examples where the person you're talking about is a third person, neither you nor the person you're addressing, but someone who is absent and is not here. Let's now make sentences using these three verbs for the متكلم, for yourself, for me, the speaker. So you may say خرجت من البيت. خرجت من البيت meaning I exited the house. خرجت من البيت وذهبت إلى المسجد. خرجت من البيت وذهبت إلى المسجد وجلست مع الإمام. وجلست مع الإمام and I sat down with the Imam. خرجت من البيت وذهبت إلى المسجد وجلست مع الإمام. You can also say خرجت من الدكان الصغير. خرجت من الدكان الصغير. I went out of the small shop. وذهبت إلى الدكان الكبير. And I went to the large shop. وذهبت إلى الدكان الكبير. وجلست مع التاجر الشهير. And I sat down with the famous businessman. خرجت من الدكان الصغير. وذهبت إلى الدكان الكبير وجلست مع التاجر الشهير. You can also say خرجت من المدرسة. خرجت من المدرسة وذهبت إلى الجامعة. خرجت من المدرسة I exited the school وذهبت إلى الجامعة and I went to the university وجلست في الفصل and I sat in the classroom. خرجت من المدرسة وذهبت إلى الجامعة وجلست في الفصل. You can instead also say خرجت من البيت وذهبت إلى المدرسة وجلست في المكتبة. مكتبتي is a library. خرجت من البيت I went out from the house وذهبت إلى المدرسة I went to the school وجلست في المكتبة and I sat in the library. You can also say خرجت من السيارة I went out of the car. خرجت من السيارة وذهبت إلى البيت and I went to the house وجلست في الغرفة and I sat in the room. خرجت من السيارة وذهبت إلى البيت وجلست في الغرفة على السرير. I sat in the room on the bed. وجلست في الغرفة على السرير. Another thing you can also say خرجت من الغرفة. خرجت من الغرفة وجلست في السيارة. خرجت من الغرفة وجلست في السيارة وذهبت إلى الحديقة. وذهبت إلى الحديقة. I went out of the room and I sat in the car and I went to the park. These are examples of using these verbs for I. When you use this past tense verb for I, you put the dhamir pronoun at the end, tu, which is for I. So we said, dhahabtu, kharajtu, jalastu. Now, let's look at these sentences again with ta, and ta is for you. Ta is for you. So you say, kharajta min albayti, wa dhahabta ila dukkani, wa jalasta مع التاجر الغني. خرجت من البيت وذهبت إلى الدكان وجلست مع التاجر الغني. You can ask a question and say أذهبت إلى المسجد. أذهبت إلى المسجد. You can say لصلاة العصر. صلاة العصر is مضاف إليه, prayer of عصر. لي is for. لصلاة العصر, for the prayer of عصر. أذهبت إلى المسجد لصلاة العصر. Did you go to the masjid for the عصر prayer? أذهبت إلى المسجد لصلاة العصر. You might ask أذهبت إلى المسجد للجماعة. جماعة is congregation. للجماعة, for congregational prayer. أذهبت إلى المسجد للجماعة. These are the kind of sentences you could try making all the time to become used to it and ask the person you're learning the Arabic with the same questions as well. More questions you can make. أذهبت إلى الحديقة. أذهبت إلى الحديقة. Did you go to the park? نعم ذهبت إلى الحديقة. Yes, I went to the park. أذهبت إلى الجامعة في السيارة. أذهبت إلى الجامعة في السيارة. أذهبت إلى الجامعة. Did you go to the university في السيارة, in the car? لا, no. ذهبت, I went. ذهبت إلى الجامعة, I went to the university. في الحافلة, الحافلة is a bus. في الحافلة, in the bus. لا, ذهبت إلى الجامعة في الحافلة. I went to the university in the car. These kind of sentences, practice making them using these three verbs for now. It's only three verbs, so you do not get too confused. And it's only three variations for ذهب محمد, or ذهبت أنا, or ذهبت you, أنت. So make sentences of this type. Listen to these sentences again as well, so your mind becomes used to them. and try to make the sentences in writing and verbally. As I said, it's very important you do that these now and get used to it before you start learning the feminine version of this and then the masculine version of it and then, sorry, then the plural version for you and the absent and so on. So before you get so many new ones, take it step by step and do these three now before you go to the other ones. Walhamdulillah, wassalatu wassalam ala rasulillah.